Welcome to the Code Mingle AI podcast, your quick briefing on what's happening in the world of AI. Today is May 12, 2026, and the theme is deployment. The biggest AI companies are moving past model launches alone and into the harder work of making agents reliable inside real businesses. First, OpenAI has launched the OpenAI Deployment Company. This is a majority-owned unit designed to help organizations build production AI systems around their most important workflows. OpenAI is also acquiring Tomorrow, bringing about 150 forward-deployed engineers and deployment specialists into the company from day one. The message is clear. Enterprise AI is becoming an implementation race, not just an API race. Anthropic is making the same point from the infrastructure side. It has signed a compute deal with SpaceX for the Colossus One data center, adding more than 300 megawatts of capacity and access to over 220,000 NVIDIA GPUs. Anthropic is already translating that capacity into higher Claude code and Claude API limits. For developers, this is a reminder that rate limits, latency, and session duration are product features, and those features depend on power and chips. OpenAI also pushed voice agents forward with GPT Realtime 2, GPT Realtime Translate, and GPT Realtime Whisper. These models are designed for live speech systems that can reason, use tools, recover from interruptions, and keep a conversation moving. Voice is no longer just dictation. It is becoming a command layer for support, travel, healthcare, accessibility, and field work. Anthropic released 10 financial services agent templates for tasks such as pitch books, KYC screening, earnings review, valuation checks, and month-end close. The key pattern is governance. These agents package instructions, connectors, subagents, permissions, managed credentials, and audit logs. That is what serious regulated agent deployments will look like. In AI governance, NIST announced new CAISI agreements with Google DeepMind, Microsoft, and xAI. The center will run pre-deployment evaluations and targeted research on frontier models, including national security testing. This is voluntary, but it shows safety review moving earlier in the model release process. Google, meanwhile, is updating AI mode and AI overviews to better surface links, subscriptions, public discussions, and source previews. This matters because generated answers need provenance. Trustworthy AI search has to help people move from summary to source. Finally, AI2 released Emo, a modular mixture of experts model on Hugging Face. Emo can use a small subset of experts for a task while retaining near full model performance. If that pattern scales, open models may become easier and cheaper to deploy by loading only the capabilities a workload needs. The takeaway: the winners in this phase of AI will not be the teams with the longest list of DMOS. They will be the teams that connect models to real workflows, govern the agent's actions, secure the data, and make the economics work. That is your Code Mingle AI briefing for May 12. Build carefully, measure honestly, and keep the humans in the loop where the decision matters.